politics,
think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
What have we done with innocence?
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Unfortunately, this band will never be quite the same. They lost their drummer over the weekend. Bogota, Colombia. Apparently lots of drugs down there, or maybe you brought him with. Taylor Hawkins, unfortunately, Foo Fighters drummer, dead at 50. Toxicology report said he apparently was having a good time. 844-967-2789. Profane Ronnie, our girl, how you doing, sister?
I'm great. Hey, I have a song for DeSantis and the Republican legislature. I think you might know it. If you do, join along. It goes like this. Gay, 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 gay. Do you know that one?
I know the words, but, you know, the lyrics, pardon me, the fancy.
I'm just more familiar with gay, 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 rather than that one. That's the one I'm familiar with, but that's cool. That's how I was raised, so I'm familiar with that one.
It's Ronnie, cool. I thought we're living in a more tolerant society. I remember when Barbara Crabb ruled in the state of Wisconsin that same-sex marriage was legal, and it was a little bit of a one-week carve-out. She allowed people to get married. We met lots of wonderful couples as they rushed to the altar in Wisconsin. And then, obviously, the U.S. Supreme Court has made a national ruling. And I know once upon a time, the state of Wisconsin, 2006, despite all the efforts of Fair Wisconsin, we passed a constitutional amendment in this state that I live in that basically said, you know, one man, one woman, you know, one marriage. But at the end of the day, Ronnie, the vast majority of the American people, they've grown beyond this point. And it's only the Ron DeSantis's in Florida and Republicans who are being jacknuts that would want to discriminate against populations that are literally born this way. Ronnie, it's not like anyone would choose to be gay if they had their druthers. I mean, there's too much bullying. There are too many hard times. I watched a movie over the weekend, Mark Wahlberg, and I'm not going to necessarily recommend the movie, but it was Joe Bell. It was about a dad who walked across the country to try and celebrate the life of his gay son who had been bullied into suicide. And it's not the greatest of movies. It's a little depressing. The son's dead, and he's sort of a ghost character in the entire movie. And spoiler alert, the dad's dead by the end of the movie. So, you know, it's sort of a double tragedy. But I got to tell you, it makes these occurrences of bullying worse. And I talk to my kids' generation, my 15 and a half year old. I mean, they don't walk around throwing homophobic slurs at each other. They don't feel that same way. They're not bigots in the same way that even my generation was in the locker rooms at age 16 and 17.
Well, and you said that as a nation, we're not like that. The people that are like that are the religious people, because like my entire church would applaud Ron DeSantis. My family, I share the same faith with them, but I keep reminding them, you cannot legislate faith. You know, faith comes from not the state capital. Faith comes from the spirit, comes from God. So, like, you can't legislate faith. You can't force people to believe what you believe. And they're just like, well, this country would be so much better if there was just believers. So it's kind of like the crazy pastor who wants to shoot unbelieving Nazis in the face. I hate to say it, but they are delusional as far as being in a society. You know, they want a one religion nation, and it's Christianity. So it's sad. I love my family, but yeah, you know, we differ on a lot of things.
Fancy Brian,
you mentioned growing up and saying gay slurs and things like that. I grew up out east. I grew up on the East Coast in in New England, I literally had people say, don't hate gay people, that's wicked gay. Because the word gay was used as a table salt of words. Like, it just meant everything. It was one of those words that everybody said for everything. And I actually saw a gay person say, don't hate gay people, that's actually gay, which is very interesting and weird to me. And since then, my friends who said that all the time are not doing that. But the other thing is, my daughter has two gay uncles. My brother is gay, and Amy's brother is gay. And she's going to have a third. My brother's engaged. This is awesome. You know what I told her about any of it? Nothing. Because there's nothing to explain. They're just people. They're wonderful, and they're her uncles, and she loves them, and it's great. There's nothing to explain at all. There's nothing to be ashamed about. There's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to be talked about. There's nothing magical to go and say. It's just, hey, that's your uncle. Why are they making fun of him? Because they're jerks. That's about it.
Yeah, I think kids get it a lot better than maybe some of their parents do. They're you know, bigotry is something we are socialized to. I truly believe that. And I'm not at all clear. I know if you look hard enough in the Bible, maybe you dig into Leviticus, you know, and you could find some anti-gay in the Bible, maybe. But I don't find any of the actions described in the New Testament, the Jesus part. I don't see Jesus saying anything about the gay.
Most of those passages are misinterpreted out of context. And by the way, there was no word for homosexuality up until the 19th century anyway. So, all right.
I suspect some are out there mixing their wools and their linens right now, Fancy Brian.
All the time. It's a sin.
You know, I just saw a minor accident here in front of the world headquarters. I am a witness to that minor accident.
Hurry up before you have to do paperwork.
No injuries. No, don't look at me. I'm going to pull the shades here so the cops can't see me in. Yeah, I'm like in a fishbowl. Nice young lady of mid-80s, I would guess, came and gave me a little look, you know, sort of that crabby look like, what are you up to, young whippersnapper? You know, if she'd have been looking the other way, she'd have seen the accident. Come back. More Devils.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex. And when you